Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is your homegirl, Complex Angel, and welcome back to another episode of Self Love is My Rehab, where we are all tired of abuse being our addiction. I'm about to get my partner in crime, DC, on the line so we can start this show, so please tune in and love yourself. Yo, yo, DC, what's going on?
Oh, you know, cold as shit. How you living?
I was just in the dark for a minute. Power went out for a bit, but it's back on.
Ain't that
Can't complain. About to get the guest on so we can start the show.
For sure. Let's get it cracking.
Ace of Face, what's going on?
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, party people? Might I add, that power outage was crazy for a little second.
What up, man? What's happening with you, Shouty?
That joint was wild.
Yeah, y'all got me scared, man. I'm good, man. Just you know, trying not to be in the predicament that y'all in right now, you know.
Yeah.
I apologize.
It's just storming over here, but the lights are back on. But with that being said, DC, what is the vibe? What was the vibe of the week for you? It's been a long week. Haven't talked to you like since 2 weeks ago.
I know it's been a cool last week though. I can't complain. You know what I'm saying? Like this month, well, last month was my favorite month of the year for the most part. You know what I'm saying? Getting that whole 31 days of Halloween in. You know what I'm saying? So I've really been I've just been cool, calm, and collected. You know what I'm saying? Just watching my little horror movies and stuff like that. The only bummer part about it was just that, you know, not too many people, if any kids at all, went trick-or-treating this year. So I know a lot of people feel they still tried to celebrate it as much as possible. You know what I'm saying? Like, kids still got costumes. I bought my kid a costume. And, I commend everybody for still trying to make the best out of it and, you know, doing it in a safely manner. But the turning point, though, of the week was this goddamn weather. Like, it's been windy consistently, bruh. And then, I was driving earlier, and I was going to pick my daughter up, and I just happened to notice that it was like snow out of nowhere. I'm like, oh hell no. I'm not ready for that. Like, can we get full off of Thanksgiving for the post 3 days after Thanksgiving? Can we get full off of that first, and then deal with the whole damn snow shit?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
It's
man,
coming to
our own. Michigan.
Then another thing, I hope I don't get in trouble for this. The government, please do not bash me about this, but I'm getting tired of y'all sending these cryptic ass messages trying to get me to vote. I'm voting. Leave me the fuck alone. I'm voting. Okay?
Leave me be. Man. I'm a vote when I vote.
Right.
But with that being said, with that being said, please vote November 3rd. Them lines better be long, like it be when the Jordans come out, when all the PS, PlayStation game systems come out. Please go out and vote. Like it's time.
Absolutely.
But yeah, you know, I'm getting text messages as we speak from both Michigan and Pennsylvania. So I'm getting double wind about this voting shit. But with that being said, not last week, but the week before last, we had Jason Boyd in the building to talk about coping with heartbreak and relationship. You know, he had to come give us a little wisdom from the wise. And he had me in D.C. over here with our chest tight and stomachs. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was spitting some heavy facts. Yes, you know, the takeaway. The takeaway from that episode, oh, shit, man, it was so many different takeaways. You know, the fact that sometimes you can feel inadequate, you know what I'm saying, if a person leaves you and it makes you question things. But, you know, like he said, sometimes that breakup can be the best thing, but we don't want to admit it because of what, DC? Defeat. Oh, shit.
Yes.
Was there anything that you wanted to piggyback on that and say, Ace?
No, man. I actually listened to that episode, and Old Head definitely, he had y'all and y'all stomachs in a knot. and he had my chest in a noose. You know what I mean? He was speaking some real things, you know what I mean? And it's not like real words that come from a wise, like, oh, yeah, that'll tell you something, you know what I mean? So him speaking was just enlightening, for, like, you know, lack of better words. You know what I mean? It made me look at some things, you know?
That's what's up. Well, DC, you got the flow tonight. I'm going to sit my ass all the way back.
Well, allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho.
Nah, but but the shove it the fuck up topic tonight is gonna be just a little freestyle for y'all. We're gonna be doing a reflecting, so to speak, not more so of a freestyle, but more so of self reflection, where we're gonna be talking about how far we've come in life and the fears we may still have. And typically, you know, that road to success always, you know, we always try to, you know, defeat, you know, our fears and, you know, try to right some wrongs and everything like that. And, you know, we kind of get to a certain point and realize, like, certain things are just unfinished, you know. So we're going to pretty much just chit-chat with you guys tonight about that and, you know, get some perspectives and hopefully that y'all can get something out of it. So I'm going to start with the first question, and Ace, we're going to have you basically just answer the questions first, and then Complex, you go, and then I'll go, so forth. So our first question is, how far have you come along in your journey of loving yourself?
How far have I come along with my journey of loving myself? I have come a long goddamn way, let me tell you. I didn't start loving myself until my 20s. Like, I've said that several times, like, on this level, but, like, you know, I like to iterate. Like, I didn't start finding myself, like even attractive to myself until I was, like, 23. That's when I started finding myself, like, handsome and started, like, yo, man, like, what are you talking about? Like, what's going on, man? You know, get happy, relax your mind, and be yourself, right? Because motherfuckers are even going to like you or they not. So I want to say that, like, so, like, I've come a very, very long way. For me to still carry that into my 29s, like, you know, well, I say it like it's old, but, like, for me to still carry it for as consistent as I've been carrying it, I'm very proud of myself, you know, because I'm very used to, you know, shutting down and reverting back, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I would say that, like Ace, I've come a long way in loving myself. I didn't start loving myself until I was 28. I didn't really start getting comfortable with who I was as a person until 28, you know, where I was able to take full body pics and post them on Instagram and Facebook and not worry about what the next person had to say. You know, at 28, I was starting to learn how to trust my own judgment and learning to get in tune with myself, something that I have not been able to do. I've never been a person that could get comfortable with showing pain because growing up, I wasn't really allowed to. And I think I can attest for any black person growing up, when you get hit by your mom and you start crying, you want me to give you a reason to cry? Nigga, you
absolutely
already did. So,
right.
So yeah,
what
you know. Yeah, and it's like I never got a chance to allow that growing up. And I remember one time, like, last year, I went to, like, this little meetup group, you know, just to do something, and they read me. They basically told me, like, I've been in distraction mode, you know, like, I never give myself a chance to grieve, and I always run. So I'm allowing myself to feel this new season of loving myself, and it's hard, but it's I'm coming a long way, and I can see the growth. So, yeah.
That's what's up.
Absolutely.
I can be in agreement with both of your responses. You know what I'm saying? Like, to start it off, I've definitely 1,000%, you know, have came a long way. You know what I'm saying? With, you know, the relationship with myself versus, you know, unsuccessful relationships with others. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's as much as those were disappointments, like, they were still lessons, you know what I'm saying? Because growing up, I never really had my own identity. You know what I'm saying? I channeled everybody else's identity to form an identity of myself, which wasn't, you know, organic. You know what I'm saying? You putting sugar and spice and everything nice together, you get a little Power Puff Girl. It was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I should have been cooking up those organic ingredients within myself versus, you know, trying to pick and choose from, you know, different people's characteristics to make DeMarcus or DC, so mm-hmm. to speak. But yeah, I didn't get comfortable with myself until the age of 26. Mm. And even then, I wasn't in the ideal comfortability in my life that I should have been in. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like at that point I was still transitioning from being a person that I thought people wanted me to be versus the person that I needed to be. You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. and I say that because I tried to be an individual that everybody liked instead of just giving them the raw me. You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't comfortable with the raw me, so I wouldn't display the raw me to anybody. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I would just look at, you know, who they are attracted to, and you know take those characteristics and put them into myself. And when I realized it didn't work, it was like for some real reason I would beat myself up about it. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
having those struggles is, I would say, is pretty stressful. You know what I'm saying? But I think the beauty of it is to be able to look back and be like, you know, to compare the past with the present is 100% different. You know what I'm saying? Like, nowadays, you know, like you said, like, you know, having that confidence to, you know what I'm saying, and just having that love for yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't care necessarily, like, what people think, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's going to have their opinion, and, you know, it's going to affect you in some way, but, you know what I'm saying, it doesn't have to dictate your actions, you know, towards it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can just, like, take it with a grain of salt and be like, ah, well, that's your opinion. Fuck it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. But, two tears, one bucket. Fuck.
You say what?
Two tears, one bucket. Fuck it. You know, kid and play.
For real. But, so, yeah, to go into the next question, looking back on some of the toxicities we've experienced within ourselves, is your placement in life a big deal now? Like, your current placement in life, is it a big deal now?
Actually, yeah, man. Like, where I'm at in life, like, I'm doing really, really good. You know, I got my moments of pain that come with it. And, like, you know, sometimes it can be at points very unbearable. You know what I'm saying? But, like, mm-hmm. I can't stop moving forward, because if I stop now, I don't know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? I always try to keep a positive outlook, but yes, to answer the question, where I am right now from all the traumas and trials and tribulations of my past, yes, where I'm at right now is a very big deal, like, because I'm doing very well. I got good people behind me, and I just can't stop. Can't stop, won't stop. You know what I mean?
That part.
For sure.
My placement of where I'm at is definitely a big deal to me, because I never thought that I could get out of the shit that I went through. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always depend on someone else to think for me. I always depend on someone else to, you know what I'm saying, choose my decisions. I never thought for myself. And it's like, I didn't always move as quickly as I was supposed to. You know what I'm saying, with the situation that I was going through. But to be where I'm at and starting over from scratch, yes, you know, like, it's really big to me, because I never thought that I would see this much growth in me. You know what I'm saying? Like from a little child, I just never, you could have never told me that I would be a host of a podcast or that I would write a book. You know what I'm saying? Because I was always told that I need to come back down to reality. You know what I'm saying? We're only worth 9-to-5 jobs. But I always knew that I was meant to be different, because when I think about it, I could feel it. And, you know, I'm not famous. I'm not saying that. But just to see that I'm doing things that I love and, you know, becoming, like, really local out, like, just to have my book known in different states. Like, people are buying it in different states now. Like, this is crazy. I remember I was just a local author in Midwest, like in Detroit. Nobody else knew me. But, yes, this is definitely a big placement.
For sure, for sure. Thank
you.
I feel like, you know, for me, like, my placement in life right now is a big deal for me as well. You know what I'm saying, considering my biggest downfall, you know what I'm saying, and I'm never afraid to acknowledge it, but you know what I'm saying, getting two DUIs and, you know, having that really, like, you know, break me down to my absolute lowest, you know what I'm saying, it made previous letdowns or, you know, downfalls look like shit compared to that one. You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
Going through all that, and, you know, like I said, like, I never really went into full description with, you know, the whole process of that, but to pretty much break it down short and sweet is, like, you know, the first phase, I had, like, an ankle alcohol tether. I had to have that on my ankle for, like, I think 2 to 3 months, you know what I'm saying? So I couldn't shower properly. Mm-hmm. You know what
right.
I'm saying? And then after that, you know what I'm saying, I had to go to, like, a therapist. And in between that, I had to, like, fucking drop, which cost me, like, $12. And that shit was just random as hell. So it can be 7 days out the week or 1 day out the week. I know I just had to have my ass prepped and ready to go whenever they called my color. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And, you know what I'm saying? Then having an interlock in my car. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Having to blow in that shit just to start it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. going through all that, like, having to look back on it, it's like, I'd be damned if I, you know, do the same things then now,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? That got me in trouble in the first place. You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. to look back on it as well, like, it, you know, it wasn't bad. You know, it was bad, but the outcome was the best part about it, because it wasn't just being in compliance with that situation. It also helped reconstruct me. You know what I'm saying? Because, like,
absolutely.
we can't never really, like, rewrite the past and say what have, you know, what could have been and what, you know, what couldn't have been. But
mm-hmm.
I think I know for 100%, you know what I'm saying, if I never got caught that night, I'd probably still be drinking. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
It wouldn't be. And then at the same time, I can't even say that it couldn't have been aggressive. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could have, my drinking could have been, you know, it could have progressed to being an aggressive drinker. You know what I'm saying? Who's to say? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it took.
Absolutely.
But the simple fact that we always say things happen for a reason, that's probably the reason why I got caught up. You know what I'm saying? Because had that not have happened, I probably would have been, you know, a true definition of alcoholic situation. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
so even though that was, like, a big letdown for me, it made where I am today, like, a big deal, because, you know, I've been focusing on myself. I've been focusing on my self-love journey and being
mm-hmm.
a, you know, a better person and a better father. You know what I'm saying? Like, Even then, though, like, you know, it never jeopardized my fatherhood or nothing like that. But, you know, it definitely made me, you know, still stay consistent and, you know, make sure I value those times and those moments that I have with my kid and not, you know, take it for granted, because doing my own personal shit can jeopardize relationships, you know, that I have
mm-hmm.
with people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what I took out of that. You know, so definitely where I'm at right now is definitely a big deal. It definitely is. But it's going to kind of tie into my next question here. I didn't want to give the answer out just yet. So the next question is, what has been your greatest achievement? And has it caused you to let go of people, or did people abandon you?
Oh, shit.
It's been my greatest achievement. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my fault, y'all. I'm pausing because I'm out here, but I think, like, the cops is looking at me for some reason. But my greatest
on the podcast, I'm gonna leave you alone.
My greatest achievement has been my late train of thought. Hold on, he's coming to the car.
Oh,
never mind. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank Jesus, Lord Jesus. Yo, y'all
sorry, y'all. We black. We black. I'm sorry. It's that automatic fear.
But absolutely. Park behind the wheel, all that. But like I said, my greatest achievement thus far is my late train of thought, because I've been impressed with how I'm able to stay vigilant on certain things and not let myself get behind on certain things. Like I actually prioritize a great deal now. You know what I mean? Like I think about things a little bit deeper in life, and like it's good to say that because you never really look at where you get complacent and stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because some people just get caught up in the system of things and caught up in the swing of stuff and then never really progress or move forward, you know? So now I'm just really, really proud that I acquired that profound adult knowledge that I was so craving. But I'm glad that I can still be myself. Like, I didn't have to change anything super drastic about me to still continue on the path that I'm going, because I'm just looking forward to so much more in life. You know what I mean? Like, to knowing that I can do and I can handle certain things, like even getting older. You know what I mean? Like, I can, I'm still out here kicking. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm just glad to have attained that knowledge. And that's untangible. You know what I mean? Like, you can't grab that. I'm not proud of any object. I'm glad I grasped that at such a young age. You know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Feel that.
So my biggest achievement was coming to a new state and getting out of an abusive relationship, you know what I'm saying, with moving to this state. Because I know I've talked about it on the platform before too, but I never really broke down my mentality moving here, not knowing anyone, not having family, not having friends, and going through a lot of the shit that I was going through. Just to have God place people in my life that didn't even know me but was willing to help me. You get what I'm saying? Like, it just shows, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I was at my lowest point in that relationship, and I had a lot of people, like, stop talking to me. A lot of people stopped talking to me because they was like, you out here, like, really on some nut shit. Like, that's what they were saying. I didn't even know what the fuck that meant at first. I burnt bridges here, you know, with people letting me, you know, in their house. And then I kept going back and everything. But I just kept telling myself, this cannot be your turning point. And I would look at pictures of me, you know what I'm saying, back in Michigan when I was in my own place. And I'm like, that's still the end goal. You moved here to start over. That's still the end goal. You can't make this be your turning point. And there were times where I never thought I would get out because it was just such a pull and tug. Like, whenever I said I was done, it was easy for me to get pulled right back in. Like, I felt like, yeah, this is going to be my downfall, you know. But to see where I'm at today, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And the people that left me, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? That was my sign to know that you weren't really meant to be in my life. Storms reveal who is really down for you. And I see that now.
Absolutely.
Big motherfucking facts. Jesus. But, I feel that. I feel that 100%. My greatest achievement, I have a couple. The first one is being able to still breathe. I feel like that's the greatest achievement that I have. And I say that because, you know, like everybody, you know, we always have our lowest points. You know what I'm saying? Like, our strength is pretty much put to the test on, you know, to how far we feed into, you know, certain situations and downfalls and stuff. The second one is more so becoming a businessman. Actually, I'll put that as a third. My second is, you know, becoming someone different than what I'm used to. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, because when I was young, probably like I want to say, well, no, I'll say before I turned 25, 26, before I had that transition to where, you know, life had to change for me, I was still on that bullshit to where I was, you know, channeling, you know, other people, you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't just regular people. It was celebrities as well. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, I was one of them individuals. Like, that's why I stopped listening to rap music as much. You know what I'm saying? Because like, I would like literally sit there and I would channel like a, you know, a person's, you know, swag, how they carry themselves. And then it came down to, you know, not necessarily going into like their drug habits and stuff like that. But you know what I'm saying? Like when it came to drinking, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I would kind of like pretend like, you know, yeah, I was on that lean and shit like that. You know, I walk around sluggish and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like crazy. Like my mindset was so fucked up back then, dog. And it was only because I just never knew who I was as a person. And, you know, I let the fact that people didn't accept me I'm going to be real. I just didn't allow people to accept me. You know what I'm saying? I didn't give people a chance to accept who I was because I didn't like it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, okay, if I cook this steak and it's still pink on the inside, I ain't going to serve it to you. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you like your shit well done. So I ain't about to give you this steak with the pink on the inside. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's how I kind of like looked at it with my life and me just as a person. Like if I felt like it wasn't, you know, good enough, then I didn't give people the benefit of a doubt to still accept me as a person. So when it came to like rappers like Lil Wayne, I would channel that, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I would start like, you know, wearing my clothes a certain way or like start talking a certain way, you know what I'm saying? Like it would have to be something to where like people can be like, oh, you remind me of this person. You know what I'm saying? Therefore, luring them to me to, you know, have some sort of attraction. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't even just on, like, no relationship type of shit. It was just to actually just to be a friend. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's the desperate measures that it came down to, was just channeling different people just to get friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, where I'm at now, like, I feel like being a different person is one of my greatest achievements because, and I think it all plays a factor in just being older, because it's like the older you get, the less you give a fuck about what anybody else thinks. You know what I'm saying? So like, I think, you know, Father Time is playing a huge part in it, because like now it's just like, I'm just trying to get my shit together. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like when you got goals on your mind, you know what I'm saying? Like, the last thing you trying to, you know, give attention to is another individual and their opinions. You know what I'm saying? And lastly is becoming a businessman. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never thought that I would ever take that step forward to be, you know, somebody that would own a business. You know what I'm saying? Like, of any sort. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so when I have... for the first time had got my, you know, my certificates and stuff to, you know, verify that I own a business. Like, that shit hit me right then and there. It was like, okay, shit, the sky's the limit, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? You just had to give yourself an opportunity to do it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, to backtrack a little bit on becoming a different person, you know, between becoming myself and a businessman, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was on both ends to where, like, you know, I had to let some people go and people abandoned me because of the lack of understanding that I was going through some shit within me that you couldn't help me with. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes people just don't grasp that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when people feel like they can conquer shit on their own, you know what I'm saying? Give them that space to at least try. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like sometimes when a person comes off as, you know, quote unquote, being a supporter, it's only supporting their needs. It's not supporting yours. So sometimes you do have to watch out for what type of support you do have in your corner. Because if a motherfucker's still trying to hit you up, like, you know, hey, let's go fuck with the bitches, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got to be in the house, you know what I'm saying, forever, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you can still come out. And, like, nigga, for 4 years, I was like, nope. Mm-mm. Like, no. Like, you ain't, you wasn't with me when them cherry beans was on me, dog. And I was, like, over the fucking drinking limit. You wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you can't tell me, like, everything is straight because you wasn't there. You wasn't in that cell being held up for 10 plus hours just to sober up. You wasn't there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's like, if a person is not, if your support group is not going to be understanding to a certain degree, then that's when you, you know, you have to let certain people go. You know what I'm saying? But it was kind of like a mutual thing, because once I stopped reaching, well, once I stopped pretty much allowing them to reach out, that's when they just start reaching out, point blank, period. But you know what I'm saying? It's no love lost. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was just some shit that I knew as a man, I had to step up and just take matters into my own hands, because at the end of the day, it was my life. You know what I'm saying? Because when shit hit the fan, them niggas ain't going to be there. That's just point blank.
Sure. Right.
But yeah, so the last question, I didn't mean to preach that damn long. I had to get that one off my chest a little bit.
You good. But
my last question is, what are some fears that you may still have? If you do happen to still have fears, did you overcome them, or do they still linger around to this day?
Well, one fear that I did overcome was loving myself. Like, and that means, like, loving myself to, like, go against the grain with certain things. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, if somebody's, like, coming at you a wrong way, I can now, like, backtrack. Like, yo, who are you talking to? Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, something like
right.
that. Like, so it took forever for me to build that level of exterior. So that's a fear I overcome. One fear I still have is, like, and it's not necessarily a fear of failure as in never trying. It's just a fear of failure as in never obtaining what you tried, what you were trying so hard to. You understand what I'm saying? Like, never getting to the next plateau, for lack of a better word. Like, never taking that or never getting over that next hump because, like, whatever didn't work out in your favor. Like, you know what I mean? And no matter how hard you're trying, it's just not working. You know what I mean? Like, so like, that's a fear of mine because, like, I basically fear the uncontrollable. Like, that's my thing. And then that's pretty bad, but I realize that, so I try to, like, curve my thoughts, you know what I mean, and just be like, listen, if it's out of my hands, it's out of my hands. It's in God's hands now, you know what I mean? Like, but I just basically fear, like, stopping or being stopped by something that I can't control, you know, or forcing myself to alter everything I worked for, like, you know what I mean, like, stuff like that. Like, that's a fear of mine, but I know I can bounce back, but I still, like, I don't like it. I don't like it, you know?
I don't like it.
One of my fears is allowing others to love me, like allowing others to get very close, because I don't like how it feels when a person, you know what I'm saying, can have that advantage to hurt you, you know.
Yeah.
I still play damage control. I remember I was in therapy back in college. It was on campus, so I took advantage of it, 6 free sessions. But the therapist made me understand back then that the reason why I'm so scared to get close to people is because of my relationship with my mom. You know, I looked at it like, if someone who gave birth to me could leave me, what can the next person do? And I've been living like that my whole life, like especially with death. So I'm learning to overcome it. I really am. But I still have my fears and everything. And, you know, I think what I need to do is I just need to, like, really tune more into myself, because I know I have attachment issues. I can attach to someone in an unhealthy way. Like, it could be codependency. And I've got taken advantage of in the past because of that. And, you know, when you get hurt and you allow any and everything into, like, you know, relationships, friendships, family, you become very guarded. And I don't think it's fair to be guarded to people who have really helped me and encouraged me and built me, you know, in my low moments. Like, they was really there for me. It's not fair for me to still have this guard up around them. So that's what I'm still working on.
Damn.
That
was deep. That was deep.
Thank you.
But let me see. For me, a fear that I have, the fear that I have is not being able to accomplish everything that I want to accomplish. I think that's one of my biggest fears. You know what I'm saying? Because just like you, Complex, like I don't cope with death, you know what I'm saying, well. And I don't go to the lengths of, you know, trying to use anything to cope with it or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird because, like, a part of me understands it and a part of me just doesn't. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, and I think the main reason why I don't take it well is because, like, I guess in that particular moment, like, I get greedy with the fact that, you know what I'm saying, the person that's gone is like, I didn't finish this relationship with them, Jesus. Like, why did you take them so early? Like, you know what I'm saying? And I think I, you know what I'm saying, that basically started off at an early age by losing my grandmother at the age of 6. You know what I'm saying? Because she was, besides my mom, she was the other lady that I was attached to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have attachment issues too. You know what I'm saying? When I get attached to, I guess, into a female, you know, I try my hardest to, you know, be quote unquote perfect. You know what I'm saying? For that person. And when things don't seem perfect is when, you know, you kind of overreact and, you know, you kind of dig yourself deeper into a hole by the bullshit accusations that probably ain't even there. You know what I'm saying? And shit like that. And, like, you be in fear of just losing that person. You know what I'm saying? But you know you're not losing them in death. You're just losing them, you know, just in, you know, in a companion. You know what I'm saying? But, like, in my eyes, it's almost kind of like death, because it's like, once we break up, it's like there's no sense of communication, there's no sense of existence amongst us two anymore. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I kind of look at it. You know what I'm saying? That's what strikes the fear in me, and, you know, that's what causes me to hold on to toxic and dead relationships. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to hold on to something because losing it, you know what I'm saying? In my experience, losing it is, you know, is a terrible thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a trigger to all the people that I had lost in death. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's crazy because, like, that just kind of hit me just now as to why. You know what I'm saying? Like, I keep elaborating on it, and it's kind of is becoming more clear, which is crazy. But but yeah, that's definitely one of my biggest fears, is just, you know, basically not accomplishing, you know, enough while I'm still here on this earth. And, you know, sometimes you just got to be real with yourself. You're not gonna necessarily accomplish everything while you're still here. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna be able to. You know what I'm saying? Like, kudos to you if you do. You know what I'm saying? But
it's not quite ideal, right? That you're gonna, like you said, it's not quite like an ideal reality that, you know what I mean, like, that you'll accomplish 90% of what you want. You can, and like you said, kudos to you if you put forth the effort. But you just gotta go in life understanding that you know 9 times out of 10 you're gonna give way more than you're gonna get. And I took that from an Eminem song, and I rock with that every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the realest fucking line I've ever heard. You're going to give way more than you're going to get. You got to be prepared for it. You got to be prepared for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's big facts. And you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I think my fears, honestly, like, my fears help me succeed, too, at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Because,
right.
It's like, you got to battle those fears in order to succeed. You know what I'm saying? You can't let those you can't let those fears dominate you and dictate you. You know what I'm saying? You gotta identify those fears and, you know, work against them. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I've been doing thus far. You know what I'm saying? Like the fears of just everything in general. You know what I'm saying? With everything I got now, just the fear of losing it. You know what I'm saying? I work harder just to make sure that I know that it's going to be there for sure. You know what I'm saying? So my fear is helping me maintain what I got.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And whatever else comes into play, you know what I'm saying? Like, so be it. You know what I'm saying? I'm still hoping for, you know.
If I could piggyback off of, like, what you just said, they try to make fear seem so negative. Like, if you have fear, like, oh, you're going to fail. Like, no, fear drives you to not, like, you know, to not plummet, to not descend, to not stop, to not, you know, get stagnant. That fear, like you said, the fear that I have, it drives me. I know I can't control shit. I'm scared as fuck. But you know what? You got to go at it head on. Because if you don't, you going to run? And then how long is that going to work? You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, like, sometimes fear has to be that driving force. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, did you have anything else to say, DC, before we segue? Because I didn't want to cut you off.
No. I was just going to say, you know, like, you know, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I still have my missions that I want to complete, you know what I'm saying, my hopes and everything like that, you know what I'm saying. I just throw it in God's hands and, you know, just let him work. And, you know, I just try to manifest as much as I can, you know what I'm saying, to complete, you know, my happiness outside of myself. You know what I'm saying? Because as of right now, the happiness inside of me is complete. Like, I'm a happy fucking individual. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just want a happy aura around me at this point.
Yeah. That part. Okay. Well, that's what's up. Thank you, DC, for really creating this segment tonight. You brought the questions from the guys. I don't want to hear shit else on my Stimulate Your Mind. Okay? We're going to segue into Let Your Light Shine moment. And DC, I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to switch it up a little bit tonight because I realized that me and you, we never answer the Let Your Light Shine moment questions. We always let the guests, and I know we owe it to our listeners to let them know too. So, Ace, since you've been on every season, you already answered season 3 questions. We're going to start you off with season 4 because, yes, listeners, we will be starting season 4 next Sunday. So he's going to be answering the questions from there. So the order is going to go first. Ace will answer, DC, then me, and then I'll segue to the next question, then segue to the next segment. All right, so first question is, what was your perception of self-love 5 years ago versus now?
Ain't that about a bitch.
Yeah, what was my perception 5 years ago? All right, first of all, I got to think about how old I was 5 years ago. What's that? 24.
Mm-hmm.
My perception of love was pretty much self-love, not love. Love. Let me get the context correct. My perception
of self-love.
Mm-hmm. What did I do to love myself back then? Because I just started. I was high a lot. So, like, I figured, like, smoke weed and shit. But, like, honestly, like, that's a good question. Because, like, now I take more time to, like, reassure myself that, no, like, I'm doing the best I can. Like, I can do better if I can and stuff like that. Because back then, it was, like I said, while I was finding myself and started loving myself, it was a very, very hard process. So, my affirmation, and it sounds fucked up, but it was like, yo, I'm going to do these drugs so I can get rid of this pain. Like, you know what I mean? And it's fucked up because that's what I mean. I've came a very, very long way. You know what I'm saying? From where I was. So 5 years ago, yeah, I ain't like that shit. Like, I wasn't, my affirmation of self-love was getting high to get past the thoughts that I could have easily just talked about and got them off my chest and then handled them like an adult and even been more equipped back then. Like, you know what I mean? For a lot of things that are being thrown at me now, but thank God I'm a little bit smarter. You know what I mean? Because I have a clear head because I'm not on all them fucking drugs. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
Hell, dog. Well, for me, shit, 5 years ago, shit, 5 years ago as of today, shit, I was awaiting my first my first hearing. So yeah, for me at that point, I was in fucking shambles. I didn't know what to think about anything. Like, shit, the only thing I was thinking of is just losing my job, losing my kid, you know what I'm saying, losing myself, you know what I'm saying? So I was at an all-time low on some real shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I was doing research on the first offense, and, you know what I'm saying, it was talking about possible jail time and, you know what I'm saying, fines and shit like that. And it was just like, oh, hell, here you go. It's a wrap. I'm done. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that was the only thing I was able to think about. That and, you know, basically just beating myself up about it. You know, I think I probably gave myself the best shit talking that anybody else could do towards me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was talking all types of shit about myself. You know what I'm saying? So, but once I kind of calmed down and, like, you know, after everything, after I got sentenced and everything like that for both situations, I was able to kind of, like, you know, calm down and, you know, recollect myself. And I think it was just because of everything that was possibly, that could have possibly happened, but it didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? So I had to look at God and say, you saved me. So let me return the favor by actually doing what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing right now. And that's actually changing myself. So that was the initiative of not only just getting myself together, but loving myself in the process too. I had to reevaluate my value in this world. You know what I'm saying? Not just for my kid, but for myself. I had to reevaluate it. I had to reevaluate all of that. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't love on nobody else if I ain't loving on myself first. And that's the first thing I told myself. So once I said that, it was a wrap. It, you know what I'm saying? The rest is history. I'm here right now.
Amen. Right. Okay, sure. Well, my perception of self-love 5 years ago, I was 25. Around this time, I was actually, my mama's health was turning for the worst. And, you know, 17 days later, she passed. At that time, I thought self-love was just forgetting about my problems and just being there for other people, because, like I said before, I was not comfortable with dealing with pain. It had already been a year and some months since I had lost my grandma. It was kind of going on 2 years since I had lost her, and then to be back at the hospital, like, yeah, my mind was just like, run, nigga. Like, I wasn't happy. I wasn't in my career. I felt like everybody around me was living life, and I was just stuck. And, you know, I was trying to find love through eating a lot. Like, I gained so much fucking weight. I swear, like, food was the only thing that could make me happy, but then afterwards I would feel so disgusted. My perception of love, self-love now is to honestly accept things for what it is and to stop trying to be in control of stuff. I have to learn how to release control, because some things are going to be out of my control that I can't, you know what I'm saying, I can't make better. I have to just accept it for what it is. And also just learning to really put myself first, because I play second a lot and I can't keep doing that anymore. I can't keep self-sabotaging. So that goes into my second question for you guys. What gives you peace of mind now? Same order.
What gives me peace of mind now? Knowing that it actually is another tomorrow, and that the shit isn't going to end today. Knowing that my journey isn't over. And, like, I say that because, one, I'm blessed to wake up every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a real deep thing, because people really don't take that into consideration. So that's something that, you know, I kind of got deeper into just now. Like, I'm really blessed to be waking up every day, because I can remember back to days where I was, like, ready to not wake up. You know what I mean? Like, I was ready to, like, for this shit to just be over, like, you know, game over, on to the next level shit. But the next level is the next day. You know what I'm saying? Because every day brings some new trials, new tribulations. And I'm thankful for, like, a lot of motherfuckers in my life that still stick around with me and show me why each day is important. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree 100%. Excuse me. That would be my peace of mind too. It's just knowing that, you know, everything will be okay. You know what I'm saying? And just to not overwhelm yourself with, you know what I'm saying, what you can do today and what you can do tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, or what you could have done yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, you just gotta live in the moment, you know.
Absolutely.
Because I'm still in that mindset of, you know what I'm saying, trying to live with urgency. You know what I'm saying? It's not as bad as it was back when I was 25, 26, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, like, that's when, you know, I was playing catch up with my teenage self that I, you know, the teenage life that I didn't have, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, you know, getting out and, you know, getting into festivities as much as I could, you know what I'm saying? But the fact that, you know, the fact that I've been able to slow down and everything like that, and, you know, I've been able to tell myself, man, like, you know, just be grateful for what you got today, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, the mistakes that you made in the past, you know what I'm saying, you probably wouldn't be here right now if God wouldn't have gave you a second chance, you know?
That's what gives
me ease, you know what I'm saying, just knowing that I had a second chance to turn my life around, you feel me?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What gives me peace of mind now is just knowing that I'm in control of my own emotions, because growing up, I always, like, was always on edge. I always felt like I couldn't breathe because I felt like I had cared so much about what somebody else thought. And I've honestly, just reflecting back on it, I was having anxiety attacks back then, and I didn't know it, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, people in my family were saying, you're going to be fine, but, like, I was really a very anxious child growing up, and no one reached out and said, what's wrong, you know what I'm saying, do you need to talk about it? But now I meditate. I'm meditating for, like, the last 2 days, but, like, I've been doing, like, a lot of research on it and everything, because I like to learn about stuff, you know, the pros and cons before I, you know, I take on that next lifestyle, and it's really helping me. It's to the point where I want to meditate twice a day now, because I need to be in control of my emotions, because I had to tell myself, if you won't let somebody disrespect you or put their hands on you no more, you're still letting them control you by letting them control how your day's going to go. So that's what gives me peace of mind. Thank you guys for answering. So with that being said, we're going to segue into shout-outs and appreciations. Ace to Face, you go first.
First and foremost, shout out God for every day. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And I like to shout myself out. Like, you know, like listening to, like, a lot of what I'm saying is, like, I am proud of myself for even being able to formulate these words that are coming in my mouth, because I know I, at all costs, I'm making them exist, and I'm doing what I can do to bring them in. Shout out to you guys for giving this platform for us to just say what's on our chest and get everything off that we need to get off. Shout out for caring so much about what us good people have to say. You know what I mean? And that's why I love this platform, because I learn so much more every time I'm on. So I'm really, really glad that you guys took value enough in me to allow me to be back on. I apologize. I stuttered again because I saw the cop, but I'm good. It's a good
situation.
No.
I guess the red carpet is on my end now. Well, let me go ahead and get this shout out real quick. You know, I ain't shame. Shout out to Self Love is My Rehab. As Ace to Face said, man, this has definitely been a therapeutic experience for me. Every Sunday, it's almost like going to church, you feel me? It ain't nothing but good vibes here. You know, every time we step on this platform, you know what I'm saying, it's helped me become a better person every single day. That's no cap. Shout out to you, Complex, for allowing me to be a co-host on this show, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, allowing us to kick back and, you know, spit them heavy gems as we usually do, you know what I'm saying, every Sunday. shout out to you, Ace the Face, you know what I'm saying, brotherly love from Philly, you know what I'm saying, respects you for coming on and dropping your gems as well, you know what I'm saying, being a humble 29-year-old man, because trust me, I didn't expect to be a 29-year-old, 49-year-old man at heart, you know what I'm saying, so I commend you for being that, you feel me? Shout out to God, because without him, there will be no self-love, there will be no Complex, there will be no DC. Shout out to Dynamic Culture. That's my clothing brand. Don't play with it, my baby. Businessman status. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Be on the lookout for a website soon. I know I keep saying this every Sunday, but it's on the way. You know what I'm saying? Like, progression is perfection. You know what I'm saying? So just be patient with me. I'm going to have some shit coming. It's not all about the bread. It's about the craft that I put into it. This is my life in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
Dynamic Culture Apparel. For real. If you want to stay updated on any news and updates, you can follow me on Instagram at dynamic_culture_apparel. And you can follow me on Facebook at Dynamic Culture Apparel. And if you want to follow my personal page on IG, you know what I'm saying, the King of Ugly Niggas, it's Supa, that's
SUPA_ugly.
You know what I'm saying, represent for the ugly niggas. Shout out to... positive vibes and positive energy, and shout out to the folks with negative vibe at negative energy. At the end of the day, we still love you. We just wait for you to catch up. Mustard.
That's it. I'm gonna shout you out, Ace to Face, for coming on. We have you come on consistently because you choose to be real and raw, and that's all we ever ask. You know, you ripping off band-aids is helping someone else to understand what's going on with them, so that's why we will always find value in you. Shout out to you, DC. I'm really proud of you tonight. You know, you really stepped your game up tonight. You went to the gods with those questions.
Hey, man,
you helped me to learn. You helped me to learn more about myself.
DC got the budget.
Shout out to Queen K, because we will not be recording tomorrow, but I definitely want to say happy birthday, early birthday to her, but I still
happy
got
birthday,
your little post for tomorrow.
Hey, Queen K.
But yes, girl. You can finally open that door and say hello, 30. You can stop making the old jokes, but just wanted to say we love
hello.
You. shout out to this platform. I don't give it enough credit. This platform is helping me to be honest with myself. It's helping me to be a better person, friendship-wise, relationship-wise, family, you know, family-wise, like definitely family. Lord... He working on me, because I swear I never thought I would get this far. Shout out to my book, No Apologies, because it set the platform for Self-Love is My Rehab and Queens of Vibes and Visions. About part two, I'm like DC. Listen, I set a release date before, and I put my damn foot in my mouth. I don't really want to drop a release date, but I promise you it's on the way. But it's just like DC said, this is my personal story, and this is me putting my life into it. And I feel like with all of the reactions and the response that I got with No Apologies, I feel like I owe it to my listeners and myself to make sure that I don't rush this next project and to be honest and live in my damn truth, because it is fucking beautiful. No one can hurt you with it. And and shout out to God, because without him, I wouldn't have a personal relationship with myself. So, with that being said, before you guys get off the phone tonight, are y'all ready to get your mind stimulated?
Don't hit the line. Hit the line.
Oh,
shit. The moment we've been waiting for. Let's stimulate that mind career.
All right. So, the stimulation of my question is, do you think once we get comfortable with ourselves is when the overthinking will stop?
You know what? That's crazy. That's crazy, because like that's definitely a stimulating question. Like, yeah, it's stimulating the fuck up my mind. But the answer to that is absolutely, fucking absolutely. The moment you become comfortable with whatever it is you got going on in your situation, whatever the next motherfucker says is going to bounce right off you. Because it's like, yo, fuck you, pussy. You don't even know who I am. And, like, I'm really aggressive with that because, like, on some shit, you really got to account the amount of motherfuckers that are in your business on a daily fucking basis. It's like, yo, fuck you.
Yeah.
Hey, I got this going on. Eat a dick. Eat a dick. I'm going to do what I got to do and watch me shine. And it's not to say that I'm better than you. It's to say, like, mind your business. Why you looking at me, judging me? I'm doing me and doing what I got to do. What the fuck is you doing, pussy? Mind your fucking business. Like, but I mean that in the most positive way. Like, it's so aggressive. It sounds so harsh, but that's really the way that you got to think out here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, if you don't, you will be devoured by everybody.
That's right.
Like, you know, everybody's opinions, everybody's judgments, everybody's woes, everybody's misery. So you got to be like, fuck out of here. You know what I mean? So, yeah,
that's
absolutely. Hard. I really do think the moment you stop caring about what the next motherfucker has to say about you, love is going to come to yourself so fast. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to be so comfortable with yourself so fast. You know?
Hmm. That part?
Yeah. Well, God damn it, Complex.
God damn it.
Well, I'm 50-50 with this. I feel like once we get comfortable with ourselves, it all depends. It all depends on how much of a people pleaser you are. You know what I'm saying? You can be comfortable with yourself and still be pleasing people. You know what I mean? Because, like, how can I put it?
I want to kind of argue that, but we ain't about that.
No, because, I mean, cause, like, if you think about it, like, because, you know, we always say, like, you know, we always express our emotions on, you know, when certain people make certain opinions about certain situations. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes those situations don't got shit to do with us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, for example, like, you know, the politics and, you know, like the police brutality and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody has their opinion. You know what I'm saying? And if it's not your opinion and if it's an ignorant opinion, then your emotions get involved in that situation. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, honestly, and you know what I'm saying, when it comes to your, well, I'll reel it back a little bit. When it comes to your personal situation, you know what I'm saying?
You can,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you can still have those emotions flare up. Now, just because your emotions flare up, that doesn't mean that you take action upon it. See, that's the tricky part right there. So you can always give a fuck about what a person thinks. It's all about the action that you take upon it. You know what I'm saying? So that's when I feel like if you're comfortable with yourself, the overthinking it varies. It's all about the action behind it. Like, if you feel some type of way about it and don't really express that to that person, then, you know what I'm saying, that shows the comfortability within you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, 100%.
Okay.
So that's my take on it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't feel like there's necessarily a right or wrong answer with that.
No, you're right. You're definitely right. That's why I said, like, I want to kind of argue, but I was thinking about Battle of the Sexes. Sorry, you know, next week. Yeah. As I digress. But I'm not going to kind of argue with you, but I'm looking at it from a different perspective, I will say, because you're right. There is no right or wrong question with the answer with this. But I think that once you get comfortable with yourselves is when the overthinking will stop, because I've noticed, and I looked it up on Google, the reason why I was overthinking so much is because I did care about what people thought, and I was looking for approval from others instead of for it in myself. And I feel like once you become comfortable with that side of you, or you can be honest, like, hey, you know what I'm saying, it just ain't going to work, you can check yourself when you start to overthink. Like, all right, shift your mind frame. You know what I'm saying? We're not going there. You know what I'm saying? That's the old you, and it didn't get you no results. Because I know on Google it said that a lot of overthinking can happen from, like, traumas and everything that you've been through and everything. It's like trauma can shift your thinking pattern. And I know for me growing up, a lot of shit was going on, but I didn't think anything was wrong, but people around me would ask me. Like, I remember this guy I dated, he was 6 years older than me. His mama used to always ask me, who snatched your bottle when you was a baby? And I never understood what she meant, like, you know, but looking back at it now, she was basically trying to ask me who, like, you know what I'm saying, like, who robbed you of your innocence? Like who, like, really, like, abandoned you and made you feel like you can't trust nobody? Because I have trust issues, you know what I'm saying? Like, I, you know what I'm saying, will second guess people, and I will keep asking, are you sure you're going to come through on this? Because I've been let down a lot in my life, and I people please. So I was always people pleasing people because I wanted someone to see me and not abandon me and not let me down. But at the same time, that could be very unhealthy to a person when you are looking for approval, but you're overdoing it. You get what I'm saying? So I think that I'm learning that I'm getting comfortable in certain areas to where I'm not overthinking, but places where I am overthinking still, like with family situations, I'm just being honest with myself, like, I'm not there yet. You know what I'm saying? Because, and then if I'm overthinking it, it just means it's not meant to happen right now. It's not meant to go visit because I'm overthinking the worst. But yeah, that's my take on it. So with that being said, all right, sorry for being long-winded. DC, you got the floor again for the dynamic quote of the week.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the closed caption of the show tonight. My peoples, I love y'all. Thanks for coming on and, you know, dropping these gems and, you know, just kicking it like it's just a regular ass phone conversation. But, So we're going to close it out with the dynamic quote tonight. And it is, sometimes everything hits you all at once. You lose a relationship, change jobs, old friends go, new friends come. Up one day, down the next. Have it all together Monday, and by Thursday, you don't have a clue. Life is one big wave. All you can do is flow and transform.
Absolutely.
Now, I randomly just picked this one just based off of the topic that we were talking about tonight as far as our reflections, you know what I'm saying? Like, We tend to go through a lot of shit. We tend to go through a lot of shit during our journeys, mm-hmm. whether it's just a simple life journey or a self-love journey. We tend to go through a lot of shit. And we just need to take the time to recollect ourselves, not get wrapped up in our emotions, not get wrapped up in the world's opinion about us, and, you know, not focusing on just, you know, life situations that don't even involve us but affects us emotionally. You know, we just need to take the time back and just, you know, just sit back, recollect ourselves, learn, unlearn, relearn, you know what I'm saying? And just go with the flow of things and just stay tuned and try to, you know, have your life in control, you know what I'm saying? And stay close to God, you know what I'm saying? If you got to talk to God every single day, which you should do anyway, but if you're not doing it, do it, you know what I'm saying? Because the more the world kind of goes on and all the crazy stuff that's been going on in 2020 and with just all the deaths of just whether it was COVID or, you know what I'm saying, non-COVID, it's just been a lot of shit going on to where, like, the world is going crazy and is basically, it's up in the air, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's here and it's noticeable. You know what I'm saying? So now is the time to get right with yourself, get right with God, get right with your support groups, get right with your friends, get right with your family that's there for you and riding for you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We're not doing no 80-20, it's 100 and 100. You know what I'm saying? We're not giving out the most and receiving the less. You know what I'm saying? We got to all come together for, you know what I'm saying, for unity and peace and, you know what I'm saying, and love. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, the world is crazy out there. People are doing the most craziest shit that I never thought I would live to see, but it's happening. You know what I'm saying? So if evil is real, please believe Jesus is real. You know what I'm saying? So get right by you, get right by God, get right by everybody that's right by you. And
absolutely.
With that being said, that's the end of it, man. So peace and love. We are out.
Peace and love,
folks.